When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your morning brief from Monday, September 19th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The funeral of Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest-serving monarch, is scheduled to be held today. Around 1 million people are expected to pay their respects to the Queen in London amid the largest single-day policing operation in the British capital. The ceremony at Westminster Abbey is expected to be attended by hundreds of dignitaries and watched by millions across the globe. In a televised interview, President Biden described the pandemic as being over, though he added that the U.S. is still doing a lot of work related to COVID-19. Biden also told CBS's 60 Minutes that he intends to run for re-election, but added that it remains to be seen if that is a firm decision. On the global front, Biden reiterated comments that U.S. troops could defend Taiwan in the event of an attack by China. The White House sought to clarify the remark to CBS News, saying America's policy toward Taiwan had not changed. U.S. workers are returning to offices at the highest rate since the pandemic began, as a number of indicators show that there has been a pickup in such moves after the Labor Day holiday. This comes as COVID infection rates continue to fall and the economy is looking shakier, which is emboldening employers to act more forcefully to bring their staff back into the office. Markets in Asia ended the day lower. European shares fell in early trading, though markets in the U.K. were shut in observance of the Queen's funeral. In the U.S., stock futures declined after Friday's losses on Wall Street. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.